Hunter Valley today with Darren Catroupi, and joining me is the Acting General Manager of Singleton Shire Council, Dwight Graham. Dwight, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Good, mate. Geez, Jason's going to owe you one or two or ten after taking this time to go on leave, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But to be fair to Jason, he hasn't had a long period of leave for several years. Obviously, COVID, this is our fourth flood. Have really impacted him. So I have spoken to him. I've spoken as recently as this morning, and he's offering his support. But he's developed a lot of really good people, and so we've got a pretty strong support network. And in some ways, unfortunately, we're getting quite experienced at this, so we kind of know what we need to do.
Yeah. So what's the main message that council would like to get out to Singleton in light of the evacuation warning that's been issued?
Yeah, look, it's to follow the New South Wales SES Facebook or regular updates on the website, any orders that they issue. The obvious ones about do not enter flood water. It's often deeper and swifter than you think. Sometimes it can contain hazardous materials. And, of course, it can conceal, potholes, bits of road missing and you don't know till you drive into it. And the SES are also saying avoid all unnecessary travel. So council itself, those who can are all working from home because of the evacuation order that's just been issued. And we're supporting the SES. We do have on our council website a road closures. It's called Disaster Dashboard, and it's got road closures on it. So that's useful if you have to travel, but if you don't have to travel, I'd say don't do that.
Yep, okay. And I've got a link to that disaster dashboard on 2nm.com.au in the local news section. And just to clarify, it's an evacuation warning that has been issued, not an order. That's what will probably, no doubt, unfortunately, come sometime later throughout the day. So we did have a call earlier from a guy called Harley in Singleton. He didn't say what street or road he was on, but he was quite upset because these people in a vehicle sped up and drove through across the flooded road. Not only did they put themselves and emergency services at risk, but they also caused a whole lot of water to go into the front of properties on either side. And that's obviously the last thing any houses or properties need at this point in time. Obviously, that's just not on, is it?
No, that's really disappointing. We just urge everybody to not drive through flood water and really think about how people are affected by this. One small senseless act can cause damage, as you said, put their life at risk, put the SES's life at risk if they end up getting trapped in flood water and they have to risk themselves to go out and get them. So, yeah, really disappointing.
Absolutely. Dwight, what's Singleton Town Centre like at the moment?
Look, the water's not in there, but it is the river's rising. We don't expect the latest indication I have from ECS and from the Bureau of Meteorology is that it won't breach a levee bank. However, we have closed floodgates to stop water flowing in from the river into Singleton, which will mean that any heavy downpours will result in some pooling around Singleton itself. So there's maybe not any flooding right at this point. There's likely to be some pooling around the town if we have heavy downpours.
So are most of the businesses shut up and not operating as a result of this?
Oh, look, we're all still operating from home, and certainly we're contactable via our webpage and via email and the telephones. And everything that can be done from home is being done from home. Obviously, the staff that work outdoors are still working and we're supporting SES, particularly around roads and road closures. However, one of our first thoughts is the community, and then second is our staff, and we're just making sure that staff that are going to be affected by this are able to go and look after their families.
Yep, and the evacuation centre, how's that going? Council set that up late yesterday.
Look, as far as I know, that's going well. It's being run by the SES, so I understand that's working well.
Okay, I'll check in with the SES shortly and they'll be able to give us an update there. Dwight, look, I appreciate your time. I know you're really busy at the moment. Thanks very much for the update and we'll speak again soon.
Pleasure. Bye now.
That's Dwight Graham, the Acting General Manager of Singleton Council on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.